Hello again, everybody. It's Chuck Ross, editorial director here at Television Week. And we have back with us after, I think, a really busy absence where he was really getting everything ready for the end of the season, Mr. Howard Gordon, executive producer and showrunner of 24. Hi, Howard.
Hey again, Chuck. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And boy, last night, hour 11 to 12, and we got into a new storyline. And boy, it was pretty action-packed. And a lot of fun. And one of the things I think I want to ask you, I think right off the bat, is, you know, how far into the season did you guys sort of decide that you'd, you know, sort of end where you were with, you know, the other storyline with Fayed and everything that had taken us from the first hour, and sort of realize that you were going to finish that storyline up for all intents and purposes and move on to this new one with Audrey?
I don't think that we knew. I think we had a sense that the storyline couldn't go much further than it wound up going, and I think we were all tiring of the storyline a little bit. So it just felt a bit like the right time. I can't say that we had any foreknowledge, you know, as far back as the beginning of the season. It was sort of probably around what would have been Christmas time that we said, you know, we got to end this part.
Right. And then you see, I guess, when you decide to do it, you decide how many hours are left in the day, and then. I'm just sort of curious about the process. I mean, you've been very kind to share with us how the writing process has evolved on the show, and how you know, when you start a season, you don't necessarily know exactly you know, how it's going to end. What I am curious is when you decided to do this new storyline and realized it was going to start, let's say, with the 11 o'clock hour, which it has, and knowing how many hours you have left. Is it then outlined or not really? It just sort of
not even close.
Okay.
I hope, you know, we sort of hope that we've thrown enough balls in the air that you know, that we'll be able to land them in some sort of cohesive fashion, so that it appears like we've actually and that the stories have been compelling enough so that we can actually conclude them in some order.
Right.
But it is a little bit like sending a bunch of jets up in the air and then organizing their landing.
Okay, well then let me ask you, let me sort of put it another way, because generally what happens in a lot of, you know, most hours of 24 is we sort of end with a cliffhanger of some sort that leads to the next hour. So I'm wondering, do you plan, so when you decided to, for example, the new storyline and do last night's hour, I'm just sort of wondering about the processes. Did you then, would you have assigned like 2 hours in advance and say, okay, let's do this for the first 2 hours of this new storyline and see where it goes, or sort of help us along and tell us, give us a little insight?
I mean, obviously, once we took this right turn with Jack needing to acquire this FD sub circuit board from the custody,
right,
from U.S. custody, that suggested a bunch of ideas and a bunch of realignments. In other words, okay, well, here's this guy Doyle who's been mostly in lockstep with Jack, but here it felt like an opportunity to have them square off, and regarding Audrey, obviously her availability because of the cancellation of the nine allowed us to bring her back, which I'd hoped we'd have the chance to do, and so that that allowed us to reverse our earlier declaration that she was dead. And had the nine gotten picked up, chances are she in fact would have died in China.
Right.
we'd have discovered her to have died in China. So
right.
The Audrey story, such as it was, is something that you know, you'll see how it plays out. Obviously, we have a few more weeks to go. But all those things were elements that were intriguing to us, that were new to us, that were different from Fayed and the bombs. And you know, in the old Hitchcockian MacGuffin, this FB sub-circuit board, this chip, we're getting a lot of making a lot of hay out of its importance on the international stage,
right,
between and among the Russians. And as you saw last night, you know, bringing back the Chinese.
Right. For those listeners who aren't familiar with MacGuffin, which is a term that either Hitchcock or somebody who was following Hitchcock actually coined, if you could maybe explain that for a moment.
It's the thing that's at stake, or the thing that's being chased after. If it's the treasure of the Sierra Madre, it's the treasure itself. If it's the Maltese Falcon, is the MacGuffin. It's just the thing that is at the center of many people's you know, acquisition.
Right, and I think, and going back in Hitchcock terms, like the classic film North by Northwest, the whole thing is sort of started off by a mistaken identity, and you have all of those things happening in that film, which are just sort of, you know, to get the plot moving and to get it going and to get all this action and all the exciting suspense that obviously Hitchcock was so good at doing, and obviously you folks are so good at doing over there at 24. You're also usually pretty good at sharing with us some insights for, you know, anything that happened that were sort of deviations from the script, because once folks got on the set, you know, either Kiefer or one of the other actors decided, you know, this might be a good way to do something. Was there anything in last night's episode that sort of comes to mind of one of those moments?
Last night, actually, you know, those moments tend to happen when the script is not as thoughtfully laid out, and last night happened to be one of those where I think it was pretty careful. So everybody pretty much stayed on script. There have been, and there will be, as I'll tell you in subsequent weeks, far more improvisational experience.
Right, right. And by the way, the other thing that was fun about the end of last week was, of course, Chang gave the phone number. And if I recall correctly, the phone number that you're using all the time now is just the fan phone, right?
Right.
Right. So and does that spur just a whole bunch of... Because I, every time that happens, by the way, I get somebody telling me, my God, they used a real phone number.
Yeah, well, that fan phone, it's still going strong.
Very, very good. Well, look, I want to thank you so much for sharing, again, a little bit about the writing process and about last night's episode. I think everybody's on pens and needles to see what's going to happen if, you know, Jack's going to be able to save the day here with Audrey and as we move forward, and obviously what's going on with Wayne and Daniels at the White House and all that storyline. So, again, thank you, and we'll check it again next week.
All right, Chuck, thanks.